First, two Republican state lawmakers are renewing their push to crack down on drunken driving. Right now, Wisconsin is one of the only states where first offense drunk driving is a civil violation, not a crime. Under this proposal, that would become a misdemeanor punishable by a fine and jail time. Other bills in a new package target repeat offenders as well as those convicted of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. Representative Jim Ott and Senator Alberta Darling have been working for nearly a decade on increasing the penalties for drunken driving. Many of their proposals haven't come to a vote. However, they've got potentially a new ally in Governor Tony Evers, who says he supports the move to criminalize first offenders. Jim Ott is a Republican state representative from Mequon and co-author of a number of bills to create stiffer penalties for drunk driving. Representative Ott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Rob. Good to be with you.
Before we get into the specific proposals, can you talk about why this has been such a focus for you over your legislative career?
Well, Rob, I'll tell you, over the years, we hear of so many, on a semi-regular basis, absolutely tragic situations where a drunk driver crosses the center line and wipes out a person or wipes out their family or puts someone in a wheelchair or hits a bicyclist and then drives away and leaves them dying on the side of the road. I mean, this goes on and on. And, people will say, well, over the last 20 or 30 years, the incidence of drunk driving in Wisconsin has decreased. It hasn't decreased enough because you can be driving home from work at night, you can be on the way to a friend's house and encounter somebody who should not be behind the wheel and your life is in peril. So I've gotten to know and meet many of the families who've lost loved ones, and it's just an ongoing tragedy for them, and it's something no one should have to put up with.
Let's talk about this idea of criminalizing first-time offenses. This is something that the overwhelming majority of states have done. Why do you think it's been a challenge to get this done here in Wisconsin?
Well, and speaking of the overwhelming majority of states, we are actually the only state that first offense is not a criminal penalty misdemeanor, and so we're the last one that hasn't gone that route. One of the pushbacks that we sometimes get when we talk about criminalizing first offense is, well, what about a college kid who goes out, and parties a little bit too hard, he gets one OWI, never does anything wrong the rest of his life, including drunk driving, and now he's saddled, or she is saddled with a criminal misdemeanor for the rest of their life. And there certainly is evidence that there are people who get the message after a first offense, because if you look at the Department of Transportation statistics, we have more first offenders in Wisconsin than second offenders. There's more second offenders than third offenders. So for a lot of people that do get an OWI, the message does get through. And what we're doing with this bill to address that issue is that first offense would become a criminal misdemeanor, a Class C misdemeanor, which is a low-level misdemeanor, but it nevertheless is a crime punishable by up to $500 fine, up to 30 days in jail. But if the person does not get another OWI for a five-year period, that criminal misdemeanor would revert to a civil forfeiture, just like it is right now. So that would, in a situation where somebody really does clean up their act and say, I'm never going to do this again, they would have the opportunity to have this criminal misdemeanor removed from their record. On the other hand, someone who had a first offense and then they had a second offense within 5 years, that first offense would remain a criminal misdemeanor. And, of course, the second offense would be a criminal misdemeanor, just like if it happened 6 years after the first offense, the second offense would still be a criminal misdemeanor. So hopefully that addresses that concern.
Another objection that people have raised is the cost of enforcement, saying, it's going to cost a lot in police time, legal expenses, that sort of thing. What do you say to that worry?
Well, the biggest issue with the cost has been from the Department of Corrections, who, and this was in particular to two of the bills that I've reintroduced this time, the one that would require 18 months in prison for fifth and sixth offenders and 5 years in prison for someone convicted of homicide OWI. Right now, there's no mandatory minimum for homicide OWI, and you do hear, not too many, but you hear often enough where somebody kills somebody while they were drunk, and they get like a year in jail. I mean, which is a double insult to the family in addition to losing someone. You know, it looks like the legal system is not taking their loss even seriously. So last session, we did actually get those two bills passed out of committee in the Assembly, but they kind of were derailed by the large fiscal note from the Department of Corrections. And I have kind of an ongoing issue with their fiscal notes because I'm not introducing these bills to put more people in prison and increase cost. I'm introducing the bills and hopefully getting them into law to act as a deterrent so that when somebody gets their fourth offense in Wisconsin, that the judge and their attorney says to them, do this again, you're going to prison for 18 months, as compared to right now, which may be 6 months and maybe even probation. I think that would be a strong message and hopefully, at least in some cases, would provide the needed deterrent to get someone to not get their fifth or their sixth offense.
Talking to Jim Ott, Republican State Representative from Mequon, co-author of a number of bills aimed at stiffening penalties for drunken driving in Wisconsin. Representative Ott, let's talk about that deterrence idea. I've heard people say you pass laws like these, you send a social message, a cultural message to people that hopefully just changes the way we think about drunken driving. Is that part of what you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, absolutely. And you know, Rob, I've been working on this for years now, and we have had some important bills passed. We did get the ignition interlock loophole closed last session, and two sessions ago we did get fourth offense to be a felony no matter when it happens. You know, I think, come on, fourth offense, that's somebody who's chronically driving drunk. So, part of it is keeping the discussion in the forefront and maybe getting some people who might get behind the wheel drunk to maybe think about it before they actually do it. And we have all kinds of alternatives to driving drunk today. A lot of bars have safe ride programs. You can get a designated driver. Obviously, we have more opportunities for public transportation today, like Uber and Lyft, that's available even in rural areas. So there are alternatives. So part of it is just, you know, making the impression of, first of all, what a devastating effect drunk driving has had on so many families in Wisconsin and some individuals who are actually in wheelchairs because of being hit by a drunk driver, and getting that out there so that people can make a wiser decision to not get behind the wheel when they're impaired. And again, you know, there's no reason that you have to. So hopefully the part of bringing these bills up is to keep the message going, but I want to get the bills passed.
How about treatment? Because you see things in the papers all the time in Wisconsin, somebody arrested for their 7th or 11th or 13th, whatever, drunk driving offense. It doesn't seem like any message is getting through there. Are there treatment options? Have you supported those or passed those already, or are you working on those?
I certainly have supported those, and we do have some treatment courts in Wisconsin. I don't think every county has them, but some counties do, where they do give, you know, alternatives to incarceration. And generally, it's a one opportunity. You can't continually keep saying, well, I drove drunk again, I'm going to go back to treatment. You know, at some point, you do have to face what you did. But there are options available for treatment. And actually, I think most cases, a person does have an opportunity at least once to do some treatment in place of simply incarceration. And I certainly support that. But again, when you hear somebody who's getting a third and a fourth and a fifth, this is someone who is habitually getting behind the wheel drunk because people aren't caught every time they drive drunk. And the statistics in terms of some of the studies that have been done have shown that by the time a person gets caught the first time, they may have been driving intoxicated as much as 70 or 80 times. Also, about half of all crashes in Wisconsin, alcohol-related crashes, involve someone with no prior conviction, which tells me that many times a person gets caught the first time because they crash into something like a tree or somebody else's car.
Now, Governor Evers was inaugurated yesterday. He has spoken in support of at least the criminalizing that first offense. Do you see this as opportunity? There's going to be differences, but do you see this as an opportunity for you and some of your Republican colleagues to work with a Democratic governor and get some of these bills over the hump?
I think so. Certainly the fact that he said he's open to the idea is better than if he would have said he's closed to the idea. But, you know, I think any bill, and we got bills to Governor Walker's desk, and he signed them. So I think if you can get the bill to the governor's desk, and it's a sensible bill, certainly it should be signed. But I'm glad that he said he's open to the idea of looking at first offense OWI as a criminal misdemeanor, because, you know, obviously if he didn't, that would be another hurdle to cross.
And briefly, just 20 seconds or so, do you think Republican leadership in your own party is going to be on board this time around?
They have been in the past. And again, part of the hurdle to get across here is these fiscal notes. And I've been trying to work with Department of Corrections to, you know, maybe get them to look at the fact that we are talking deterrence here, and we're not really trying to incarcerate more people. We want there to be less drunk driving. If there's less drunk driving, there will be less people incarcerated, and our roads will be safer. And that's the ultimate goal of all of this.
It's a good place to leave it. Representative Ott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good to be with you, Rob. Thank you.
That's Jim Ott, Republican state representative from Mequon. He joined us to talk about a package of drunken driving-related legislation that he and some of his colleagues are working on in this legislative session.